Both the House and Senate have passed bills that would allow U.S. citizens to travel freely to Cuba for the first time in 40 years. The White House has threatened to veto the measure and has cracked down on Americans who illegally visit the island. The Bush administration has also made it more difficult for Cubans to visit the U.S. As Reese Ehrlich reports, the U.S. policy is particularly puzzling to one group of Cubans, musicians.
Since the early 1900s, Cuban musicians have performed in the U.S., and Americans have visited the island to experience that country's rich musical traditions. That all stopped with the U.S. embargo of Cuba in 1960. Cultural exchanges resumed briefly under President Carter, then again in the final 2 years of the Clinton administration. Now, Cuban musicians claim that the Bush administration is closing the door. The a cappella group Descendan sings about the experiences of Haitians who long ago immigrated to Cuba. Osmani Pita, the group's manager, explains what happened in 2002 when Descendan applied for visas to tour the U.S. for the fourth time.
The troupe had arranged for a tour of the U.S. for the 10th of October, and the consular officials told them that by the end of September, they would notify the troupe about the visas. September passed, October passed, even the 10th of October, the day they were expected to enter the U.S., passed. November passed, and it was only in December, and only because the Descendant was interested in getting back the passports, because we had to apply for another visa to Canada, that we went back to the U.S. intersection, and we got back the passports. We did not receive the visas or any letter explaining why we did not receive the visas.
Since the middle of 2002, all citizens of countries on the U.S. list of states sponsoring terrorism have undergone stringent security checks before getting visas. That includes 30 to 40,000 Cubans every year. Kevin Whitaker heads the State Department's Cuba desk.
Congress passed this law because they were concerned about Homeland Security and wanted to make sure that our borders were safe. If this occasions some discomfort or other problems for Cuban musicians, I think it's unfortunate, but as a U.S. government official, I think what I have to do is abide by the law and ensure that our borders are safe.
Pablo Menendez, an American-born musician who has lived in Cuba for 36 years, heads the band Mezcla. Members of his group have been denied travel visas. Menendez says Cubans who have performed in the U.S. many times are suddenly being denied visas for no apparent reason.
I don't believe anything they say from the beginning because of the experience that I've had with them where they've shown to be lying just outright. Actually, they're limiting the rights of the people of the United States to hear Cuban musicians live.
Whitaker denies that the Bush administration is trying to delay visas. In fact, he charges that the Cuban Foreign Ministry intentionally delays submitting necessary paperwork and then blames the U.S. for the problem. The Cuban government didn't respond to a request for an interview, but German embassy officials in Havana note that while the foreign ministry can be bureaucratically slow, they see no signs of intentional delays. Consul Claudia Tietze says the foreign ministry actually makes sure people applying as musicians are not terrorists.
We know that the Cuban organizations have a very tight control on who's obtaining the passports, if their personal data are correct. Are they what they are supposed to be, musicians? And so we can be very sure that who comes to us is a legitimate musician.
Germany has suffered from numerous acts of terrorism, but Tietze says Cubans are not subject to stringent security checks. In fact, Cuban musicians normally get their visas in less than 1 week. For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich.